Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I was looking at some old photos the other day. One picture in particular, a photo of my sister and me in our Catholic school uniforms, got me to thinking of certain extremely unpleasant days in grade school at St. Sebastian's in Woodside, Queens, New York City. Every year, for 2 or 3 years, we lined up in the church that was attached to the school building, lined up for a ritual that brought true terror into the hearts of first and second graders. Tiny boys in our white shirts, blue ties, and slacks atop those black shoes. Tiny girls in their white blouses under the blue jumpers atop black and white saddle shoes. Tiny little people sobbing and shaking and joking nervously. Tiny little people lined up for polio shots. Now, I was tinier than most, usually at the head of any line. But on these days, I would use my considerable powers of persuasion to work my way back a bit, back along the line, so that it would take some time for me to reach our dreaded destination, that long table with a doctor and nurses and nuns and 100 little vials filled with a life-saving vaccine. The time gained by moving back in line would give me time to plot an escape. The time gained would give the building a chance to burn down, or World War III to start, or for an asteroid to smash into the planet. Anything, anything to avoid that shot. They used a big, fat needle about 7 inches long at the end of a big, fat syringe about a foot wide, and they would jab it in so hard that they hit bone on almost every kid. Well, at least it seemed that way to me. By the time I was in the third grade, the annual terror had reached such a pitch that on shot day, I told my mom that I already had polio and it would be pointless to get an injection for it. But my mom was from Oklahoma and could not be fooled. I went to school that morning as disheartened as a boy could be, considered stepping out in front of a bus, weighed the advantages of faking a seizure, but I knew none of it would work. Grown-ups always know when it comes to important things. They always know. They would have made me get a shot anyway, even after being run over. They would have inoculated me, even if I were in a coma. So I took my place in line, too discouraged to work my way back. I was first or second to arrive at that long table with the nuns and the nurses and the doctor. Determined not to cry, I rolled my sleeve up and prepared for agony. We Catholics were good at agony. But what do I see? What is this on the table instead of little vials of pain juice? Today there are hundreds of tiny little Dixie cups, each with what appeared to be a sugar cube in it. What's going on here? Do I have the wrong day? Are we going to have tea or lemonade? Am I dreaming? That's when Sister Michael Mary, oh, my best favorite, stepped forward and said, "Children, today you'll be getting the new sock vaccine. It's called an oral vaccine because you put the cube in your mouth and just chew it down." I swear I almost fainted. Be still, my heart, and holy mackerels, no bone-piercing, blunt-nosed needle? All I do is chew this sweet thing? I was so happy not to be needle-stuck that I kept mine on my tongue, making it last. I just swallow this down and I won't get polio? No iron lung, no leg braces, no pitiful looks from teachers and doctors? The air in the room, that big, scary room, became instantly fresh. The mood immediately jovial. The planet was worth living on again. Life was sweet, and each and every child on that line lost all their fear and trepidation in a matter of seconds. We all became instantly brave. And, as the newly brave often do, each of us third graders straightened our backs and became gracious. We turned to the younger kids and said, "Polio vaccine? Hey, buck up, little buddy. Nothing to worry about. I've been doing this for years. Here, let me show you how it's done."